Basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull back with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And I want to welcome you into our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We're live in Skenivis for a special Coaches versus Cancer doubleheader tonight. We start things off with the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show because Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Over 160 vehicles to choose from on those two lots, folks. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, they can get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. This is set to be a fun night. We're here in Skenivis. It's their annual Coaches versus Cancer matchup. The Franklin girls are in town. They tip at 5:30. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Franklin boys taking on Skenivis. So we're here for the duration of the night for the doubleheader. We're going to be telling you all about what's going on for Coaches versus Cancer here tonight. Several local schools and teams have been having these events throughout the year. There's a couple other ones tonight. It's just a really great thing all to benefit the American Cancer Society. I mean, we've all been touched by cancer in one way, shape, or form in our lives, so it's good to get together, enjoy a game, and give back and try to help out the American Cancer Society. So we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll set the scene here tonight. It's the Dragons hosting the Franklin Purple Devils. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. I made the trip up I-88 tonight. We're in Skenivis. It's a girls and boys doubleheader. We tip in just a couple of minutes for the Skenivis girls hosting Franklin. Then at 7, we'll have the boys game, same two teams. A nice crowd coming in here tonight on Coaches versus Cancer night. It's going to be a fun night here. They have a bunch of raffles out in the hallway, a lot of gift bags that you can go and look through. There was a lot of good-looking food out there, some really nice gift packs that you could put your name in for, try to win on a 50-50 raffle. So this is a really nice night. Looks like they might even be playing with the pink basketball here tonight. I've seen that done a couple times over the years. They have an officially approved pink basketball. Well, maybe I say officially approved. The referees are currently looking at it, so they're trying to see if they're going to let them use that tonight or not. A lot of the players wearing pink socks and different pink shoes and all sorts of fun things. So Coaches versus Cancer here tonight in Skenivis. And again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Franklin girls come in only one loss in the Tri-Valley League so far. They're trying to solidify themselves as one of the top seeds in the league. Now, the Tri-Valley playoffs have changed a little bit this year, folks. Instead of doing the traditional top four tournament that most leagues have been doing the last couple of years, the Tri-Valley is experimenting with the top eight. So anywhere 1 through 8 is going to play a tournament to see who gets to the Tri-Valley Championship game. So 1 would play 8, 2 would play 7, etc. The reason they decided to do that was, over the years, I'm sure you can remember, a lot of times we've had a scenario where the team that was in 3rd place, 4th place, there was like a 3-way tie. And the way that they had to break that tie was to draw names out of a hat. And that was really tough because no team wants to see their season come down and a chance to win a league playoff championship be taken away by a draw out of a hat. And on the flip side of that, we've seen some teams where their name got drawn out of the hat. They've gone on to win the Tri-Valley League Championship. So the league has been thinking, hey, let's give some of those teams in the middle more of a chance to fight for their playoff lives, and we'll see if they can win out and get to the championship and see what happens. So they're going to go 1-8. So Franklin can't afford a loss here tonight. They're trying to keep their status where it is in the league standings. Skanivas, on the other hand, is fighting for that 8 spot. So this is a very important game for them as well, because they're trying to solidify maybe getting into the 7-8 spot, and it's still wide open. Still a couple of games left in the league, but this is key here tonight. They got their hands full with Franklin, but we'll see what they can do. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to pause and take a break for the national anthem, as well as the starting lineups. It will be Skanivas and Franklin, the girls at 5:30, the boys at 7. Going to be a fun night here. So I'm Nate Lull here on WCDL. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have tip-off between the Dragons and the Lady Purple Devils on WCDL. Stay tuned.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Looks like the officials have given the basketball a clean bill of health, and we're going to use the pink basketball here tonight between Franklin and Skanivas. Here is our starting lineups for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. They'll start with sophomore number 2, Marissa Campbell, senior number 10, Alyssa Whitney, senior number 11, Maddie Ackley, junior number 20, Paige Dutcher, and sophomore number 22, Kayla Campbell. On the other side for Skanivas and head coach Les Burton, they start with senior number 2, Emily Craig, senior number 15, Alexia Piercy. They start with junior number 20, Hannah Osborne. Number 21 is a senior, Patricia Beagle, and junior number 24, Autumn Jones. The tip is underway. Franklin will have the basketball. They are going right to left. They'll immediately dump one down low and find Alyssa Whitney for the opening basket of the game. And Franklin is quickly out to a 2-0 lead. Skanivas now going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms tonight with the blue and the gold trim. This is Dragons across the front of the uniform there. The Purple Devils are in the purple road uniforms with the gold trim, says Purple Devils, across the front of their uniform. Dragons with the basketball. And they trail 2-0 here as we're 30 seconds in. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Dragons. They trail 2-0 here on Coaches versus Cancer Night. Again, thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back at our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate Jim and his hard work on these games. as the Dragons have the basketball. Their inbounds pass went right on the line to Hannah Osborne, and her foot was on the line. She didn't know it. Out of bounds, and it will go back here to Franklin. So Franklin leads 2-0. We're about a minute in, and here is Campbell now finding Paige Dutcher at the top of the key. Now back to Marissa Campbell, down low for Nowitny, dribbled it out of bounds. We're going to have a foul, though. They'll call this one on Skenevis as we're a minute in. Looks like the foul will be on Alexia Piercy, the senior here for Skenevis. It's also senior night. They're going to be honoring the seniors in between games here tonight. Inbounds pass for the Purple Devils. A shot by Campbell is no good, but Maddie Ackley was there to scoop up the rebound and put it in. And it's 4-0 for Franklin over Skenevis. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Dragons with the basketball again, going left to right. They'll skip it across to the right side and look for Piercy again on the baseline. Again, stepped out of bounds, just not realizing where she was there. And so Franklin will get it back. 6:40 to go in the first quarter. If you're Skenevis, you cannot spot Franklin an early lead. Kayla Campbell, one of the deadliest shooters in the area, and especially in the Tri-Valley. If she has a big first half and Franklin gets going, it's going to be tough. And here's a steal by the Dragons on defense. And an outlet pass ahead now for Autumn Jones. Jones will dish one back to Alexia Piercy. Piercy at the top of the key, lost it. Campbell picked the pocket and will bring it down the court. Left side, left-handed layup is up and good for Kayla Campbell. And Franklin has jumped out to a 6-0 lead 2 minutes into the first quarter. Some full-court pressure from the Purple Devils. And across the mid-court timeline from Jones, lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Franklin. So this Purple Devils defense, and if you've seen any of their games this season, or really any time the last couple of years, especially with the long and lanky Campbell twins, they love to press and get right up in your face with those tall guards. Kayla and Marissa probably standing about 5'10", 5'11". And so 5:55 to go in the first quarter. It's a 6-0 lead here as the Purple Devils have the basketball. And we're going to have a foul, so it's going to go back to Skenevis. Skenevis will have it. Again, with 5:52 to go in the first quarter, I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A steal here by Campbell on the press, and she'll take it inside, but she's fouled with 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. And a 6-0 lead for the Franklin Purple Devils, and the press is just giving Skenevis some trouble at the moment. As Franklin, again, leading 6-0 here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Purple Devils with the basketball. Maddie Ackley with a shot left-handed from the left low block. It won't go. Campbell a rebound. Pulls it back out. Finds Ackley left side. Campbell floats back to the top of the key. Stolen away, but Campbell gets it back. It's a game of hot potato. Now for Marissa Campbell for three. In and out. And that pink ball goes sky high, and the Dragons will pull it down and look to bring it back up the floor with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. And a 6-0 lead for Franklin over Skenevis. Dragons with the basketball looking for their first bucket of the game. And we'll have a whistle. Going to be an official timeout. One of the Skenevis players had their headband. It had kind of fallen down, and she had, was trying to adjust it. Nice job by the officials to give her an extra minute to just say, hey, don't worry about it, fix it, and we'll get back underway. Skenevis with the basketball, 5:15 to go in the first quarter, 6-0 lead for Franklin. Dragons looking for their first bucket of the contest tonight as they go left to right. Again, they're in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. A pull-up jumper on the left baseline is off the mark for Emily Craig and no good. And here is Kayla Campbell down the floor into the paint. Left-handed floater is good for Kayla Campbell. And she has 4 points, and it's 8-0 for Franklin with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Les Burton and the Skenevis girls. So we'll step away with 4:55 to go first quarter. Franklin girls leading 8-0 on the road at Skenevis tonight on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Skenevis with the basketball. They beat the press And they'll bring it down to the right-hand side. A right-handed layup is good. Count the bucket, and it's in for Autumn Jones. And that was a great timeout there by Skenevis. They obviously drew something up that could help break that press. They got the ball right to the middle of the court, and options started opening up. And it went to Autumn Jones, who went up and scored, and she was fouled by Alyssa Nowitny. Three-point play is no good, as the foul shot is no good for Jones. And Campbell with a rebound. Kayla doing a good job on the glass so far tonight. It's 8-2. Franklin on top of Skenevis with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Marissa Campbell holding on to that pink basketball for Coaches versus Cancer tonight. And Marissa has it. Three-point line extended. Pumps one down low for Kayla Campbell. Misses the first shot. Gets the second to go, and she's fouled. She's got 6 points, and the sophomore will head to the line. Of course, joined the 1,000 career point club earlier this season. And you got to think by the end of this year, she could be in the 1,300 point range, perhaps. So a bright future ahead for the sophomore, Kayla Campbell, as she gets that shot to go. And she now has 7 points. And Franklin leads 11-2 here in this girls' Tri-Valley League matchup with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Dragons with the basketball in the backcourt. We're going to have a jump ball. It will stay with Skenevis. As that was Patricia Beagle getting tied up on the far side with Zoe Warren, who has checked into the game now for Franklin. Really like the shirts they handed out here tonight as well. I'm lucky. I got one of the Coaches versus Cancer shirts, and they were nice enough to put the WCDO logo on the back along with some of the other sponsors they had here tonight. As all the money they are collecting tonight is going to support the American Cancer Society and specifically some of the local Relay for Life events that they'll be having. We're going to talk about that throughout tonight's game. We might even have one of the representatives here from American Cancer Society come and join us. If not, we definitely have some other information we want to pass along to you tonight to let you know how you can support great events like this. And there's some other really good Coaches versus Cancer games tonight. My favorite might be Sharon Springs Boys and Worcester, and the coaches have a dress-up every year, and they'd always do something wacky. They decided to go with a Hawaiian theme this year. So Chris Smith is the Sharon Springs boys' coach. Jim Kenyon is the boys' coach. Boy, wait till I post the picture later on Twitter and Instagram. And what they like to do is they like to vote, and then whoever gets the most votes donates $100 to the American Cancer Society. It's an absolute riot. Absolutely love it. So there was a little water on the floor there, so they took some time to mop that up, and now we're back underway with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Franklin with the basketball, right side for Zoe Warren. Her shot from the left elbow was no good. So after they mopped up that water, we had a little bit of a break. Skenevis will throw it away here, and we hit 3:55 to go in the first quarter, and the Franklin girls are on top 11-2 over Skenevis. We're live at Skenevis Central School tonight. First time we've done a game here on the radio from Skenevis. Been here for a million other events for our Twitter updates from soccer, baseball, softball over the years. Been here for a ton of basketball, but it's our first time being on the radio here at Skenevis Central. Marissa Campbell, a three right side, no good. Zoe Warren pulls down the rebound, shoots and scores. Good rebound by Zoe Warren, probably the shortest player on the court right now. Went into the land of the skyscrapers and ripped down a board and put it back up. And it's 13-2 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Ball is loose in the backcourt, and Beagle gets tied up there. It was Kayla Campbell along with Zoe Warren swarming on defense. And so we'll have a jump ball this time, and we'll go back to the Dragons with 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Dragons have the ball in the backcourt. They go to the far side, and we're going to have a 10-second violation with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. So even with that jump ball, shot clock did not reset. I don't think Skenevis was aware that they only had a couple of seconds left. Even when I glanced up, I thought they had maybe four, and boy, it evaporated quickly. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-2. Franklin girls leading Skenevis on the road. This is one that both these teams need in the win column for the upcoming playoffs. And Franklin is off to a good start here tonight. Their one league loss was to Cherry Valley Springfield just about 2 weeks ago. Marissa Campbell, left side, left that three ball short. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Skenevis with 3 minutes to go. And I know Franklin would love to get another chance at Cherry Valley Springfield, but the Tri-Valley League standings at the top are pretty tight. Ball knocked out of bounds again as Skenevis tries to bring it up against the press. I mean, right now you have Cherry Valley Springfield's in first, Franklin's in second, Worcester's in third. And there's a bunch of other teams, Morris, Edmiston, GMU, all fighting for that 4-5-6 range. Skanivas fighting to perhaps get a chance at the 8th seed. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-2. Skanivas with the basketball into the right-hand corner. It's knocked away. Back to midcourt, but the Dragons are able to scoop it up right on the Skanivas logo. They'll work it for Hannah Osborne. Osborne now finds Alexia Piercy. Falling away, shot is no good. Rebound, Maddie Ackley. And we'll have a foul against Skanivas with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-2. Franklin on top. Now Whitney is going to head to the bench for Franklin. And Lucia Temple will check in now. And Coach Dutcher using the deep bench that he has here tonight so far against Skanivas, getting some other players, some time out on the floor tonight. Marissa Campbell, right side, dials up a three. Again, hit the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebound here for Kayla. Kayla with the floater in the paint, off the side of the rim, out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Skanivas with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. No, they're going to keep it here with Franklin. So on the baseline, right side, Campbell will get it in. Works it to the right, low block. Now back out for Marissa. Top of the key for Zoe Warren. A step in long two, no good. Rebound for the Dragons. And the outlet pass for Kelsey Burton. Her outlet pass was intercepted by Kayla Campbell. She takes it to the rim and she's fouled with 1:57 to go in the first quarter. And it's just Skanivas struggling with this full court pressure so far. And Kayla Campbell with a game-high 7 points so far for Franklin will step to the line. So again, Campbell reached the 1,000 career point mark earlier this year as just a sophomore. And one has to wonder, could she reach the all-time Franklin record held by Jordan Beers, which is 2,442 points? So you got to think, Kayla's at probably about 1,150 is my guess. That's my guess right now. So by the end of the year, maybe 1,250, 1,300. So you do the math. It's all going to depend over the next couple of years. But I'm sure that's what she has her sights set on, as well as the more important thing of having her team win as much as possible. Campbell goes 1 out of 2 at the line, makes it 14-2. Skanivas back down the floor. They beat the press this time, and Emily Craig makes Franklin pay with a pull-up jumper, and it's 14-4 with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Campbell into the corner, works one back out, now to the top of the key for Marissa Campbell. Back to Kayla, left side, comes off a screen with 90 seconds left first quarter, and she's fouled as she goes up for the jumper. Of course, Jordan Beers went on, played at Ithaca College. Great college career there as well. And so it's a tall task for Kayla to try to get up there with those points. But we'll see. She's had a heck of a career so far here for the purple and gold. It's Campbell back to the line. 8 points already. Throws that pink basketball up from the line, and it's no good. One thing I've noticed, done a couple of coaches versus Cantor game with this pink ball. Looks like the same exact ball as they normally use, but for some reason, teams never seem to shoot well when they use the pink basketball. So, second shot coming. It's good. And Campbell now has 9 points. Skanivas going to the bench here. Autumn Jones will come back in. Liana Darling will head to the bench. So it's Franklin leading up 15-4 with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Miley McLaughlin coming back in for Franklin as well. Skanivas down the floor. They beat the pressure. Piercy back out for Autumn Jones. Short corner for Piercy. Her pass to the far side is for Emily Craig. And now a steal by Campbell at midcourt, but taken back by Patricia Beagle. But she was right on the line. They're going to call it an over-and-back violation. With 1:18 to go in the first quarter, Les Burton, head coach for Skanivas, not pleased with that call. And so we'll go back to Franklin with the score 15-4. Purple Devils on top of Skanivas here. And so Franklin will come across the midcourt timeline again, going right to left. They're in the purple with the white trim tonight. Here is Marissa Campbell, left side, finding Kayla. Kayla gets a screen from her sister Marissa at the top of the key. Floats one far side for McLaughlin, and Molly goes to the bank, and it's open for Molly McLaughlin. Banks one in, making it 17-4 with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dragons with the basketball. They go to midcourt, stolen away again here by Franklin. And here is Marissa Campbell feeding it off for Kayla. Wants a three but doesn't pull the trigger. Instead goes to Temple on the corner. Back to the left side for Marissa Campbell. Now finding Kayla. 40 seconds on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Marissa Campbell, baseline drive, left side. Bounce pass far side for Temple. And now a give and go back to Marissa. In the corner for three, and she got it. First bucket of the game for Marissa Campbell. makes it 20-4 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Skenevis is going to take a timeout. We'll step away, and we'll be right back here on Coaches versus Cancer Night at Skenevis. Franklin Girls on top 20-4 late in the first quarter on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
20 seconds to go in the first quarter out of the timeout. Franklin Girls leading 20-4. Dragons with the basketball. Skenevis looking for one last shot here to end the quarter. They come up short. Franklin with a rebound. Kayla Campbell, can she get a shot off? It's a full quarter heave. Wow, hit the side of the rim and almost went down from by the Franklin bench, so about a three-quarter court heave. End of the first quarter, Franklin girls leading 20-4, and we'll be back with the start of the second quarter here tonight on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. And you can go back anytime. Listen online at our game audio archive. We record all these games. They're right there. Just go to WCDOsports.com. Click on game audio archive. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. So we start the second quarter. Franklin girls will have the basketball, leading 20-4. And Maddie Ackley will be doing the inbounding duties right at midcourt in front of our broadcast position here tonight at Skenevis Central School. Here is Kayla Campbell with the basketball. Back out for Marissa. A deep three is good. Splash. And Campbell's hit her last two, making it Franklin 23 and Skenevis 4. Dragons with the basketball on the right side of the floor now, looking for Hannah Osborne. Osborne with a bounce pass for Autumn Jones. Jones holding the basketball, passing into the corner for Patricia Beagle. Beagle on the baseline, puts it up and is fouled with 7:28 to go in the second quarter. And so Beagle will head to the line early in the second quarter with Franklin leading at 23-4. So Beagle will step in, trying to find some momentum here for the Dragons as we start the second frame on Coaches versus Cancer Night. A lot going on here tonight and a good crowd on hand as Beagle misses the first shot. Of course, the boys will be tipping off at 7 o'clock, same two schools, Franklin and Skenevis, so make sure you stay tuned for that as well. I'm expecting that to be a pretty darn good ball game. And the second shot rattles in for Beagle, her first bucket of the night, and it's 23-5 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. And Campbell comes across the midcourt timeline. Here is Marissa setting up the offense for Franklin. going to Kayla Campbell on the far side. Splits two defenders, tosses one over, finding Paige Dutcher. Dutcher back out Marissa Campbell for three again. Has knocked down three in a row, and Marissa now has 9 points, making it 26-5. Ball at midcourt for Skenevis. And it's been all Purple Devils so far tonight in the first half. Left side for three. Firing one up is Kelsey Burton. Rebound for Beagle. She puts it up, can't go. Alyssa Nowitny is able to clean the glass this time for the Purple Devils, and they'll say she double dribbled, though. Skenevis was collapsing down on defense. She had nowhere to go and double dribbled. 6:50 to go, second quarter. It's 26-5. Franklin girls leading Skenevis. Tonight on the road, and now a strip and a steal by Kayla Campbell. She's all alone for the breakaway layup, puts it up and in, and she has 11 points. And that makes it 28-5 with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Dragons across the midcourt timeline into the right wing corner, and now leaving one back off for Piercy. A little give and go, and it's taken back into the backcourt. Scooped up by Skenevis. We'll have an over and back with 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. And again, Franklin girls leading at 28-5. And just things not going the way of the Skenevis Dragons so far here tonight. And Franklin's really been shooting well. I mean, Campbell has hit the last three in a row. And here's Kayla in the corner firing up a deep shot, and it's no good. Skenevis the rebound. They leak out a runner long. Two-on-one if they can hurry to the hoop. Shot for Piercy is no good, but she's fouled by Paige Dutcher, who was trying to hustle back on defense. Again, with 6:13 to go in the second quarter, and the score 28-5. And so to the line now will be Alexia Piercy. Again, it's Franklin girls on top of Skenevis, 28-5. Coaches versus Cancer Night here tonight. We'll be talking at halftime about the American Cancer Society, also Relay for Life, and all things that you can be a part of. And there's several in the area, and we'll give you those details as well. It's a great thing. I've participated in a couple of Relay for Lifes, and always enjoyed it. Great experience, especially if you're a night owl. Doing the walk in the middle of the night is always kind of a neat thing. Second shot is up and good for Piercy, and it is off the mark to the right side of the rim. And so with 6:05 to go in the second quarter, here comes Kayla Campbell. Goes to the high post. The shot there is blocked as Meredith Shivers tries to put it up, but she is fouled, got it on the wrist. And Shivers will step to the line with 6:03 to go in the second quarter, and the Franklin girls on top, 28-5. And so Shivers will step in to shoot two for Franklin. First shot is a line drive off the front of the rim and no good for Shivers, who's had some nice games recently off the bench for head coach Mike Dutcher. She's done a good job. Shivers brings some nice size on the inside when the Campbell sisters need a break. Or listen to Whitney. Shot is off the mark and no good. And the rebound comes to Skenevis. So Shivers goes 0-for-2 at the line for Franklin with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Dragons with the basketball. They try to go back to the top of the key through the hands there of Alexia Piercy. Rolls out of bounds. Will be an over and back violation. Piercy saved it right as it was going out of bounds, but it is an over and back. With 5:45 to go in the second quarter, 28-5 is the score. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Some Friday night hoops, a doubleheader here tonight in Skenevis. We're glad to be here for Coaches versus Cancer Night. Kayla Campbell left side into the corner looking for some options. Flips one over to Molly McLaughlin on the far side, who now finds Leah Heiser. Heiser with the basketball, got stripped, and Skenevis has numbers if they can hurry. They're on the run. To the left side for Autumn Jones, passing one ahead here for Piercy, and she's blocked by Kayla Campbell, who came flying back and was able to hit it into the corner on the far side. Home run pass for Kayla Campbell. She was looking for Leah Heiser, but Heiser needed to be about 6'9 to catch that one. It sails out of bounds with 5:20 to go in the second quarter, and it's 28-5. Here come the Dragons back down the floor. Franklin girls on top of Skenevis on the road. And back across midcourt. No, we're going to have another over and back violation. And basically, Hannah Osborne was standing right at midcourt and kind of just hadn't quite got over the line yet. They passed it back to her, and she didn't get over in time. So that's a couple of different times that Skenevis has committed that error. And now they'll steal the inbounds pass, trying to make up for it here. Ahead for Autumn Jones, her right-handed layup won't go, and a rebound for Franklin. Kayla Campbell is off to the races, streaks down the right wing side of the floor, picks up her dribble, but traveled And now Franklin is sloppy on the last couple of possessions, and the Purple Devils will call a timeout. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 28-5. Franklin girls on top of Skenivas. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-5. Franklin girls on top of Skenivas. And Franklin will have the basketball out of the timeout. No, this will be Skenivas with the basketball out of the timeout. Inbounds pass here for Darling. Tosses it up. It won't go. Was halfway down, and then on the rebound, getting tied up was Burton for Skenivas. Shivers for Franklin. Let's see who the whistle is on here. Looks like it could have gone either way. It's going to be on Burton for Skenivas. That's going to be her third and the team's second, with 4:25 to go in the second quarter and Franklin leading at 28-5. Purple Devils with the basketball. They go to Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. Now for Leah Heiser, left side. Heiser back over to Kayla Campbell, right side. Looking for the basketball. Kayla fires up a three, left it short, but we're going to have a foul. She was fouled shooting that three. Foul is going to be on Kelsey Burton, her fourth. And so Burton's going to have to go to the bench, and that's the kind of night it has been so far for the Dragons, with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. So 28-5 now the score, and Kayla Campbell with a game-high 11 points so far heads to the line. Kayla with 11 and Marissa with 9. So it's the dynamic duo of the Campbell sisters leading the way for Franklin as Kayla gets the first to go. She has 12 points, making it 29-5. And the second shot coming here for Franklin and Kayla Campbell, the dynamic sophomore. Second shot, good. And she, as I forgot, has a third one coming because that was a three. And so Campbell trying to make them pay as she will head to the line for her third shot. Third shot for Campbell is good. So she goes 3 for 3 at the line. She's got 14 points. And with 4:05 to go in the second quarter, Dragons will get it across the midcourt timeline. Here is Darling down low. We'll feed one back off for Autumn Jones. Her shot off the mark and no good. Kayla Campbell with a rebound. Now for Marissa Campbell. They're looking for a long home run pass ahead, and they find Leah Heiser. It went through her hands down to the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and the arrow will keep it with Franklin. And so 3:50 to go in the second quarter. The score 31-5. Franklin girls on top of Skenivas. And an inbounds pass. Now Heiser's going to be whistled for the foul, as that was Liana Darling catching it on the inbounds. Franklin going back to the bench once again for Zoe Warren. And Heiser will come to the bench. Hope she's okay there as she fell down to the floor. I think she might have gotten some nice floor burn as she was diving out of bounds for that basketball, trying to save that home run pass from Kayla Campbell. Speaking of Kayla, a steal here on the press. Takes it in, left-handed layup is good. She has 16, and it makes it 33-5. With 3:35 to go in the second quarter, Skenivas with the basketball in the backcourt. We'll have a foul at midcourt on Marissa Campbell right as they were crossing at the Skenivas Dragons logo. Make sure you stay tuned in just a couple of minutes for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you a scoring summary from the first half between the Dragons and the Purple Devils. We'll preview our game later. We also might get a visit from Franklin Boys head coach Skylar Thompson. Said he wanted to come over and have a word with us. So we'll have a jump ball as Knievis takes it down low into the paint. And the arrow is going to give it back to the Purple Devils. And we'll see if anyone from the American Cancer Society comes over as well. Would like to talk some more with them about everything that they're doing here tonight and locally. It's just great to see all the things that they do to try to raise money for cancer research. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Franklin girls on top, 33-5. They go to Marissa Campbell on the right wing side. Franklin going right to left on your radio dial. They find Kayla Campbell, left side, dumps one inside for Shivers. Blocked out of there by Skenevis. And now stolen right back by the Purple Devils. It's a hot potato. Shivers gets it back, but lost it again. And Skenevis will toss it all the way down the floor here. A long home run pass ahead for Piercy, and she is fouled. Good job by Skenevis. They got the rebound. They chucked that thing down the floor ahead of everybody. And it went right into the hands of a streaking Alexia Piercy. She was fouled as she went up for the right-handed layup and will head to the bench. Foul was on Kayla Campbell, as who was hustling back. Her first, team's fifth. So Skenevis will be shooting for the rest of the quarter, and Piercy's first foul shot will not go down. Again, with 2:45 to go in the second quarter, it's 33-5. And stepping back in here will be Alexia Piercy. Second shot, no good. And a rebound for the Dragons. They'll work one back out for Hannah Osborne. Osborne right side, lost control of it. Campbell gets tied up there with Osborne. Ball out of bounds is going to go back to Franklin. Again, with 2:40 to go in the second quarter, and it's 33-5. And Franklin with the basketball. They find Kayla Campbell in the corner for three. Halfway down, rattles in and out. Rebound is a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to the Dragons with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. So some more information on Relay for Life of Otsego County. They're going to have a fall festival coming to Wilbur Park in Milford on October 10th. You can visit relayforlife.org for details on that. We'll be talking more about that at halftime as well. So Relay for Life in Otsego County. The one I used to do was up in Cooperstown, right outside of Cooperstown, and we loved it. I would go as a kid. And, you know, it was a great cause, and we knew that, but it was also a good excuse to hang out with your buddies. They had all sorts of good food, and it was always a special time, camping out with your buddies for the Relay for Life. I know they do a big one in Bainbridge now as well, down in our CDO neck of the woods. And the first shot at the line for Liana Darling is up and good. Darling brought that ball back down the floor and was fouled with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. She tried to get to the rim, making it 33-6. And so Darling looking for her second shot. The lefty from the line is no good. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. And if Franklin continues this lead, you wonder how much we'll see the Campbell sisters in the second half with this big lead for Franklin at the moment. And to the left side of the floor now for Gretchen Ackley, who's in the ball game. Ackley goes back to Kayla Campbell. Zips one down low for Temple. Her shot no good. Rebound for Darling, who's hitting the glass hard. Darling back down the floor with a minute 55 to go in the second quarter. Darling pulls one back out, goes to Osborne. Now back to Darling. Goes inside. Her shot is up and good for Liana Darling. And she has 3 points, making it 33-8 with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. And here is Kayla Campbell, top of the key. Franklin in the purple with the gold and the white trim tonight, going right to left. Skenevis is in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. Franklin taking their time on this possession as we come up on 10 seconds to go in the shot clock. Left side looking for Gretchen Ackley. Ackley lost control of it and a head down for the Dragons. Down the floor, they'll try to take it to the rim with Autumn Jones. Jones back out for Piercy, fires up a three, it's short. Skim the side of the rim, Campbell with a rebound as we come up on 70 seconds to go in the second quarter. Campbell down the right side, gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with the Purple Devils. With 1:05 to go in the second quarter. 33-8 is the score. And this will be Kayla Campbell and Maddie Ackley going to the bench for Franklin. And so all the Franklin starters are out of the ball game here late in the second quarter. Purple Devils will look to get it in, but it's stolen and taken away by the Dragons and Liana Darling. Darling left side, coast to coast, puts it up and in. Liana Darling now with 5 points, making it 33-10 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Franklin with the basketball. They go left side for Gretchen Ackley. Ackley to the high post for Shivers. Now back to the top of the key for Zoe Warren. Warren holding on to it. 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock now. Late in the second quarter, they try to work one inside. Ackley's pass is taken away by Alexia Piercy. Piercy down the floor. Shot off the glass is no good for Emily Craig. Craig gets her own rebound. Dishes one back out. Pull-up jumper for Cassie Snyder is off the mark. Snyder, her own rebound with 20 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Dragons can play for the last shot if they wish. They go to Darling, left wing side, and the lefty three ball is an air ball. We'll have a jump ball. And the arrow this time is going to keep it with the Dragons with 12 seconds left. Halftime report coming up here shortly as the Dragons will look to get it in. And now into the corner for Snyder. Snyder launches one. It's an air ball. Darling with the rebound, and she's fouled from behind with 6.5 seconds to go in the second quarter with the score 33-10. Franklin girls on the road here tonight at Skenevas. Coaches versus Cancer Night. We'll talk more about that at halftime during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And Darling will step back into the line for the Dragons, and her first shot hits the back of the rim and won't fall. So the second shot coming. Again, 6 seconds to go in the second quarter. Darling settles in for her second shot, and that one is a violation, and so it will not count. And Franklin will have one last heave at it here with 6 seconds to go. And this will be Mary the Shivers. They let it roll up the court. They get it to half court. Zoe Warren comes across the midcourt timeline. Warren tries to go to Shivers, top of the key for three. No good. That'll do it. Our halftime score, Franklin girls leading Skenevas 33-10 here on Coaches versus Cancer Night at Skenevas Central School. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on WCDO. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 33-10. The Franklin girls on top of Skenevas here. Here's our first half scoring summary. Kayla Campbell with 16 points to lead the way for Franklin. 9 for Marissa Campbell. Then 2 apiece for Alyssa Nowitny, Maddie Ackley, Molly McLaughlin, and Zoe Warren. On the other side for Skenevas, they have 5 points from Liana Darling, 2 from Emily Craig, 2 from Autumn Jones, and 1 from Patricia Beagle. So that's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to welcome in Skylar Thompson, head coach of the Franklin boys, who will be tipping off at 7 o'clock here in the second game of our Coaches versus Cancer doubleheader tonight from Skenevas Central School. Again, our halftime score, Franklin girls leading Skenevas 33-10. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Yo.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, use that Marabito Rewards Plus card and you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here, the girls' game in our doubleheader, Coaches versus Cancer Night, 33-10. Franklin girls on top of Skenevas, and we're joined now by Franklin boys coach, Skylar Thompson. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us, prepping for your game at 7 o'clock here tonight. This is a big one for you guys.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Nate. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, big one. Last regular season game of the season, but, you know, good cause tonight as well, you know, to be here, have the girls varsity play before us, and then us to follow. So, should be a good night.
Yeah, and you guys lately, I mean, all your games this year, you've been in a majority of your games. You've played everybody in the league tough, and we were talking before the game, you know, really three through the bottom of the league, anybody could beat anybody.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you guys lately have been, you've been kind of the giant killer. You've been knocking some people off. Everyone's got to be worried now when they play Franklin.
Well, you know, it's been the story of the season for us, it seems like, you know, whether it's a bad shooting free throw night or it's, you know, someone has an off night shooting or something like that. It seems like we're right there in every game. And then, you know, for whatever reason, we haven't been able to get over the hump. But it's been very encouraging to see, you know, against some better teams or, you know, tougher opponents, and, you know, us being able to compete against them, you know, night in, night out, you know, has been really encouraging to see.
And you guys have had the injury bug a little bit. I know your big guy, Leo Temple, we know him, obviously, from a variety of sports in Franklin and Unitego football. The injury bug has kind of gotten him and Matt Cerro. So, boy, if you guys can stay healthy, you're a problem to deal with.
Absolutely. And, you know, Leo got hurt in the home game against Sharon Springs only about 3 minutes into the game, and that didn't help us, obviously. And then against Lawrence, he got hurt in the third quarter, which ended up being a 2-point game. So, you know, we're talking close games where you lose your top scorer, your best player, you know, that's tough. But it also allowed our guys to grow. You know, when you lose your top scorer, you know, your guy that you run a lot of what you do through, you know, other guys have to step up. And in that, you know, Sharon Springs game, you know, Matt Farrell really got off to a great start after that happened. And he hadn't, you know, played as well as, you know, Matt's capable of doing, but it's kind of like a light bulb went off, and he's like, okay, now's my time. Now I have to get into gear, and he's really, you know, been pretty good since then.
Coaches versus Cancer Night, it's kind of special that Skenevis invited you guys for this. A great cause. You know, it's got to be special for you and the guys to be here on a night like this.
Absolutely, and I'm happy to be a part of it. You know, I've never actually been a part of a Coaches versus Cancer event. Going to Oneonta, we never really had one, but it means a lot to me. Two of my grandparents passed away from cancer, but I know that some of the proceeds tonight are going to some great, you know, causes.
Yeah, American Cancer Society, Relay for Life.
Yep, and, you know, it's great to be a part of something like this. As I said, something that's kind of personal to me in a way, so it's just great to be a part of it, and I hope it's, you know, they do good enough with raising money for it.
Well, third quarter about to begin. You want to stick around for a few minutes? You got
Absolutely.
Time before you head in the locker room? I'm sure you've got a big pregame speech to prepare, right? So here we go. 33-10 the score. The Franklin girls on top of Skenevis. And we start the second half with Franklin going left to right. Here's Kayla Campbell on the baseline, dishing one off for Maddie Ackley. And the shot inside, up and good for Alyssa Nowitny. And, you know, Coach, these girls are playing really well for Franklin right now.
Yeah, they are. They got a very solid team this year. And, you know, I've been able to go watch a lot of their games, obviously, when they play opposite nights as we do. So I've been able to go watch a lot of their games, and I've been very impressed with the way that they've played. And it's not just, you know, everyone knows about the two sisters, of course, but the other players are really stepping up and finding their roles on this team, and that's what's going to make the difference for them in the long run.
Here's Kayla Campbell. A three from the left side is off the mark and no good. A rebound for Skenevis. They're now going right to left. They'll work it in low for Autumn Jones. Jones is intercepted here by Franklin's Maddie Ackley, and the Purple Devils will bring it back in. So 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Franklin girls on top 35-10. We're joined by Franklin boys coach Skylar Thompson, Oneonta grad. We've converted him to a love for the Tri-Valley League. He's a small school guy now. And here's Marissa Campbell back for Kayla. Straight away three in and out, and a rebound for Skenevis. And a long outlet pass ahead for Autumn Jones. Jones tracks it down. Wants a three of her own, dials it up. Too strong. Rebound will roll out of bounds and go back to Franklin. And but you got to be excited if you're a Franklin fan for the upcoming Tri-Valley playoffs and to see how the girls will do. I think, you know, they're really looking for a rematch with Cherry Valley Springfield. And, you know, Worcester's hot right now. The girls' bracket's going to be a tough one.
Absolutely. It's just like the guys' bracket. I think both boys and girls this year is very competitive. Any night, anyone can really, you know, compete.
Franklin down low. A shot for Nowitny is blocked by Hannah Osborne of Skenevis. Now it's a game of hot potato at midcourt. We're going to have a foul called here with 6:20 to go in the third. 35-10 is the score. Franklin girls on top of Skenevis here on Coaches versus Cancer Night. Don't forget, folks, we're doing the boys game at 7 o'clock as well. We'll have a small break in between the two games. And then we'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show. And I'm expecting the boys game to be great tonight. What do you guys do, Coach, to shut down a player like Peyton Darling for Skenevis? I mean, he's scoring 30 a night right now. It's crazy.
He is. And, you know, he's a very good player. So, you know, you got to try different things. And I know a lot of teams have obviously tried pretty much everything, you know, you can think of because, you know, being the last game of the year, you know.
He's seen it all.
There's probably not much that teams haven't tried or he hasn't seen. So, you know, it just comes down to, you know, see what you can do and how you execute it.
A foul here. No, it's going to be a travel on Franklin, giving the ball back to Skenevis with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-10. Franklin girls on top. And the Franklin coaching staff trying a lot of different player combinations. A good chance at the moment to get some different players in here tonight. Now we have a jump ball. Possession's going to go back to Franklin after Kayla Campbell got her mitts on that one. She's got a game-high 16 points so far here tonight. And Marissa follows with 9 points. Kaylee Bryant now in the game for Skenevis. Did not play in the first half, but she's a big piece here for the Skenevis team, so we'll see if that can get them jump-started. As now, well, it looks like they didn't change the arrows. We thought it was for Franklin. Now it's going back to Skenevis on the baseline here with Hannah Osborne. So Osborne to the left of the basket, works one in, finding Alexia Piercy back to Osborne, the little up and under in the paint, won't go, Shivers with a rebound, she gets tied up, and we'll have another jump ball. I think that's about the 50th of the game we've had here between these two teams. It's been pretty scrappy, so it's the last regular season game of the year. What do you have for a message for your guys as you head into the locker room? Because this is a game that 50-50, flip a coin. If someone asks me who's going to win, I say, I don't know. It's going to be a really hard-fought battle for the boys' game tonight at 7.
Yeah, you know, the message really is just going to be kind of what I've been telling them lately, you know. We're right there with everyone, but it takes all four quarters, you know. You know, get out to a good start. Don't get behind. A couple games we've gotten behind to start the game. And then after the halftime, keep going. You know, we can't have a bad third or fourth quarter like we've had where we score 2 points or 3 points or 4 points, you know. Just keep fighting, keep competing, you know. And we've really built a lot of momentum lately and, you know, keep building off that, keep improving, playing the way that we can.
A straightaway three for Bryant is no good. We do have a foul on the rebound with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. No, it was another jump ball, so we will keep the possession here with Skenevis this time, and the Dragons will look to get it in. Again, with 5:20 to go in the third quarter, it's 35-10. The Franklin girls on top of Skenevis. Now we have a foul down low as Osborne was looking for a pass back to the high post. It looks like Franklin will be whistled for the foul here, going to be on Marissa Campbell. And that's her third, team's a second. And it's 35-10 with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Dragons will look to get it in at the left low block. They'll work it back out. And ball tipped out of bounds. Going to go back to Franklin here as Alexia Piercy couldn't hold on to it. Coach, we'll keep you to like maybe the 4 or 3 minute mark. I don't want to hold you up as I know you probably got to get in there to talk with your guys. As Franklin brings it back down the floor here. Marissa Campbell's shot won't go. Kept in by Maddie Ackley. Good effort there, finding Zoe Warren. And guess what, folks? We'll have another jump ball with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Now, Coach, boys' playoffs right around the corner. Playoffs in the league start next week. Any thoughts on maybe who's the team that's streaking the most right now heading into the playoff on the boys' side?
You know, I would like to think that you see a team like Milford or a team like Morris,
yeah.
You know, those two teams, they have a lot of guys that are long and athletic, and that presents a lot of issues. You know, we just faced Morris, and they got two big kids underneath, so there's, you know, they're not, you know, beefy big guys, but they're athletic, they're tall, they're long, and obviously guards, quick and athletic, they can shoot. I'd like to think that those two teams could really, you know, present a problem for a lot of teams, especially that Morris team, because if you follow the box scores, they have a lot of different guys every night, it seems like, that are the leading scorer, you know. And when you have a lot of even contributions from guys, that makes it tough because it's not like, okay, we focus on this one guy, you know.
Very
you
true.
Have that many different weapons, it's like, okay, it can be anyone on any night.
Purple Devils with the basketball. It's 35-10 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Franklin with the basketball and the lead. They'll work one from Marissa Campbell in the corner. Now they work it inside. Back for Heiser at the high post. Her shot hits the front of the rim. Finds its way up and over for her first basket of the game, making it 37-10 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, I was impressed with that Morris boys victory last night. They clipped Unadilla Valley on the road by one. Hit a bucket with 8 seconds left to take that victory. As Skenevis comes back and scores here with Autumn Jones. She has 4 points, and that's going to be a timeout, it looks like, with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Let's see if they actually, did they call? No, I think they thought that Skenevis called the timeout with Les Burton, but he did not. So Franklin will get the ball and bring it back in. Again, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nate Law on WCDO. We're joined by Franklin boys head coach Skylar Thompson. They will be playing tonight at 7 o'clock, and the game will carry for you right here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Now a steal by Skenevis on the left wing side, and here's Piercy trying to go coast to coast. Her left-handed layup is too strong. Too much mustard on that one, and a rebound, and back up the floor for Franklin, crossing the Dragons logo at midcourt. They go to Heiser down low, but it's blocked away and picked up by the Dragons and Hannah Osborne. Osborne into the hands of Kaylee Bryant, back across midcourt, and now Skenevis wants that timeout. So, Coach, we'll step away, but hey, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Nate.
If you want to come back post-game show and join us?
We can do that.
All right, we'll see you
after.
As long as I
still got a voice left.
Yeah, hopefully you save your voice for us. So, we'll step away, 3:25 to go in the third. It's 37-12, Franklin girls on top of Skenevis. We'll be back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, snacks and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your suborder at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Gifford's, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, with 3:15 to go in this third quarter. It's 37-12. The Franklin girls on top. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Marissa Campbell with a shot. It won't go. Rebounded back up the floor for Skenevis. They're running the floor well, and the shot up and good for Emily Craig. Great job there by Craig to put it up and in. And it's 37-14 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Franklin as they go left to right. They're in the purple with the white trim and the gold trim. Skenevis is in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. A steal now by the Dragons. We'll have an up and down, a double dribble call here on the Dragons. And so Franklin will get it back with 2:40 to go here in the third. Again, Coaches versus Cancer Night here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along as the Skenevis Central School is hosting this Coaches versus Cancer event, raising money for the American Cancer Society. We're honored they invited us. We really are. Glad we could be here for it tonight. Kay Bryant on the left side of the floor, knocked out of bounds, and they'll say it was last touch by Bryant, so we'll go to Skenevis with go back to Franklin with 2:28 to go in the third quarter. It's 37-14. Campbell across the midcourt timeline to the high post now for Ackley. Ackley back out. Molly McLaughlin tries a long shot there. It won't go. And the rebound for the Dragons. Dragons have the basketball at midcourt. And they'll try to settle back in here with Kaylee Bryant. Bryant with the basketball. Now to Darling. And Darling has it. Darling with the basketball to the left side. And the lefty goes to Kaylee Bryant in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds through her hands with a minute 54 to go here in the third quarter, and it's 37-14. Franklin girls on top in control. This is a game that Franklin needs to win here tonight. Both these teams really needed the win in terms of the playoff picture. But Franklin wanting to make sure that they stay up near the top of the league, sitting in second place right now with that one loss. Actually, they must be, second place because they lost the head-to-head to Cherry Valley Springfield. Both teams have one loss apiece. And here is Kayla Campbell for three. It's off the side of the rim that won't go. Campbell has not scored here in the third quarter. She had 16 points at half, and she's continued to shoot but could not score with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. So it's 37-14, and back up the floor. Here come the Dragons. Dragons have it. They'll look to work it inside. The kiss off the glass is up and good there for Autumn Jones. Jones with the shot, making it 37-16 with a minute 10 to go in this third quarter. And the Purple Devils are back over the midcourt timeline, looking to set up shop. Now they'll dish it off for Paige Dutcher. And we'll have a three-second violation on Franklin. And it looks like Franklin's going to call a timeout with just over a minute to go in the third quarter. It's 37-16. Franklin girls on top of Skenevis, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:03 to go in the third quarter. It's 37-16. The Franklin girls on top of Skenevis as the Dragons will look to bring it up the floor and across the midcourt timeline. And to the right side, it's knocked out of bounds. Will stay with Franklin, though. Stay with Skenevis. Late here in this third quarter, Skenevis trying to get some momentum. I think they've played a little bit better here in the third quarter as they've tried to make some momentum. They go to the left side. They find Kaylee Bryant. Bryant back out for Autumn Jones. A long three from straightaway is off the mark and no good. Saved by Darling at the last minute, but they'll say she was on the line. So I believe, no, they're going to say it was last touch by Maddie Ackley there. With 47 seconds to go in the third, so Skenevis will hold on to it. Turnaround shot is off the mark here for Osborne, no good. Bryant hustles and picks up the rebound with 40 seconds to go in the third. Skenevis trying to find a bucket here late in this third quarter. Swing some momentum there this way. Still the whole fourth quarter to go. They dial up a three by Emily Craig on the left side. Kayla Campbell with the rebound. And looking for an outlet pass to her sister Marissa. With 20 seconds to go in the third. Ahead now for Paige Dutcher. Pumps one inside. Finds Marissa Campbell. Now back to Kayla. Shot clock is off with 15 seconds to go in the third. They go to the high post. Ackley in off the glass. And it's good for Maddie Ackley. Ackley now with 4 points. Makes it 39-16. 5 seconds left. Skenevis trying to get off a shot with Darling at the buzzer. She won't release it in time. And that brings up our score at the end of the third quarter. The Franklin girls leading at Skenevis 39-16. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. The pink basketball here tonight as we start the fourth quarter on Coaches versus Cancer Night. It is Skenevis and the Franklin girls. The boys will be tipping off at about 7 o'clock. We'll have both games on the radio here tonight live from Skenevis. It's 39-16. Kayla Campbell in the corner. Comes off a screen as Franklin goes left to right. They have it at the top of the key now for Zoe Warren. Warren now back to Kayla Campbell. Gets in the paint. The floater is good. First bucket of the second half for Kayla Campbell. She now has 18. And we're going to have a timeout here by the officials. They want to communicate something over at the scorer's table with 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. They changed. Okay, there was a little mistake with the score, so they bumped it up now. It's 41-16 with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Kaylee Bryant brings the ball up the floor. And, boy, if they had been able to play Kaylee Bryant in the first half as she sat that whole first half, I think they would have handled that press a lot better right off the opening tip. Bryant steps back for a long three, and they'll say she traveled, and so Franklin will get it back. Bryant's just such a good ball handler. I think she could have broken the press and allowed some of those other guards to kind of get into where they need to be so they could be open. But she did not play in the first half. 7:05 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 41-16. Franklin girls with the basketball. Here is Ackley. Ackley to the right side finds Campbell. Campbell. Little give and go back to Marissa. Kayla to Marissa, steps back for a three, and it's good for Marissa Campbell, and she has 12 points, and it's 41-16. So you have Kayla with 18, Marissa with 12 here so far tonight for the Purple Devils. Skenevis fires up a three, and it's good for Hannah Osborne in her first three of the game. Makes it 44-19 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin with the basketball on the right wing side. They go to Ackley in the corner, trying to feed one down low for Zoe Warren. Her shot is off the mark. It's no good, but she is fouled and will head to the line. And Zoe Warren will step in to shoot two. All the things that Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society are doing, you know, all these funds they get from Coaches versus Cancer is funding for cutting-edge research, free lodging for patients near treatment, 24/7 information and support are all things that the American Cancer Society offers to people in our local communities who are facing cancer. So that's a good reason why you should come out and give to one of these, because the money stays local, and that's what they were really telling me before the game, because it's Relay for Life of Otsego County. And you can find out more information at relayforlife.org. And so Zoe Warren goes one out of two. She now has 3 points. And it's 45-19. Franklin girls on top of Skenevis. 6:20 to go fourth quarter. Here's Liana Darling down low. Stripped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Dragons. And underneath, the Dragons will have the basketball on the right side of the floor, on the right wing side. The Dragons will look to get it in, looking for some opportunities. And they will find Cassie Snyder. Snyder back over to Kay Bryant. Her shot is off the front of the rim and no good. Kayla Campbell with a rebound. And here she comes. Campbell back up the floor on the right side. Stops, thinking about a three. Instead tries to pass down low here for Nowitny. And back out to Marissa Campbell. Now to Kayla with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. She's directing traffic. Finds Marissa with 10 on the shot clock now for Skenevis. They find Kayla Campbell. Comes off the screen. Feeds it back to Marissa. Down low on the left low block, the shot is up and good for Maddie Ackley. She now has 6 points. And Franklin leads 47-19 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, Dragons holding on to it. Double team as Snyder tries to pass out of it, but will have a foul on Ackley with 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. So the foul there, I think they might be giving that to Nowitny. Yeah, they give it to Nowitny. So her fourth team foul situation here in the fourth quarter, each team with one apiece. So nobody, in terms of team fouls, in any trouble here. And Franklin in control at the moment. So I don't know how much the fouls are going to come into this one. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's 47-19. Franklin girls on top. And on the baseline, this is Osborne in a precarious situation. Feeds one off for Kaylee Bryant on the right low block. She gets tied up there. We'll have a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it here with the Dragons. And if you're interested in coming down here for the boys' game tonight, one of the big reasons I would come down is for the 50-50 raffle. You should see all the stuff they have out in the hallway outside the gymnasium. As well, the foul here is Skenevis goes up for a shot with Osborne, and she was hammered, and she'll step to the line. A lot of good-looking food out there, movies, all sorts of gift certificates and passes to different things, some sports apparel. Really good. So come on down and check out the 50-50 raffle here tonight if you're in the area listening. And check out the boys' game at 7 o'clock tonight. First shot up and good for Osborne. She gets it to go. So again, our score 47-20. Osborne's second shot is up and good. So Hannah Osborne with 5 points. And again, stay tuned. We'll have the boys' game later tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll start with our Butler Auto pregame show. Big thank you to Skylar Thompson, Franklin boys coach, who joined us during the third period before he went in to talk with his team before they warm up here tonight. Oneana grad, I was joking with him that we have converted him to be a Tri-Valley guy, so we like that. 4:55 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Marissa Campbell for three. Oh, halfway down, rattled in and out. Dragons with the rebound. It rolls out of bounds. And with 4:50 to go in the fourth, it's 47-21. Dragons with the basketball. Off that missed shot and went out of bounds, goes back to Skenevis. Here is Kay Bryant back up the floor, finding Osborne. Dishes one down low for Schneider, threw her hands out of bounds, and back to Franklin. again, Franklin needed to win this game here tonight. They're in full control right now because they're trying to stay at the top of the league. Skenevis had their hands full tonight, but they're still fighting to try to maybe get into that eighth spot. It's really a battle between Skenevis and Richfield at the moment to see who might get that eighth spot. GMU is floating around in there as well. So it's a tough one at the moment. Here's Kayla Campbell in the corner, left that three ball short. Ball ricochets around and goes back into the hands of Kay Bryant with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Franklin girls leading Skenevis 47-21. A pull-up jumper for Snyder is no good. Rebound for the Dragons. They'll pass one back out. The jumper up and good for Liz Hogue. And she gets it to go. Much to the delight of the crowd here with 4 minutes left, making it 47-23. Franklin working it around here, working some clock as they go left to right on your radio dial. They go to Marissa Campbell, back to Kayla, wants a three ball from straight away, left it short. Again, Kayla's only scored 2 points here in the second half. She's gone a little bit cold shooting the basketball. Back down the floor for Skenevis, banking it in there for Autumn Jones, and Jones now has 8 points, and it's 47-25. Skenevis battling hard to the end here tonight. With 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin again milking some clock. Shot clock's at 15. 3.5 to go fourth quarter. Here's Marissa Campbell. She wants a three. And that one is off the back of the 10. And a rebound for Skenevis. Franklin a little slow on offense the last couple of possessions. No ball movement or anything. They've just been content to fire up a couple of threes. Skenevis with a missed layup. Kayla Campbell a rebound. Trying to go coast to coast. Right-handed layup is up and good for Kayla Campbell, and she has 20 points. And it's 49-25 with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Skenevis beats the pressure there at midcourt, but they'll toss it away, and it'll go back to the Purple Devils with just under 3 minutes to go. Again, Coaches versus Cancer Night, we are really glad. Skenevis reached out to me a couple weeks ago, and they said, you know, we're having a special night here, and we'd love for you to come up. And there's a couple other ones tonight. Again, I mentioned it in our pregame show. I love the Sharon Springs versus Worcester Boys Coaches versus Cancer tonight. This year, that game's up in Sharon Springs. And the two coaches, Chris Smith for Sharon Springs and, of course, Jimmy Kenyon for Worcester, they do a dress-up with a certain theme every year. This year was a Hawaiian theme. They already sent me the photo. It is a riot, folks. I'll be posting that later tonight. They always ask me to put it up on Twitter. You can also go to WCDOsports.com. My Twitter feed is there. You can vote on it. Whoever gets the most votes by tomorrow night, Saturday night, that coach will donate $100 to the American Cancer Society. So make sure you check that out. The outfits are always a riot. I think last year they did disco or something like that. It was absolutely wacky. Where they get these outfits, I don't know. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Dragons with a steal here as Franklin was bringing it up the floor. Ahead now for Kay Bryant. Bryant, right wing side, dishes it off for Snyder. Her shot in the corner, no good. Rebound for the Dragons. They'll rip it down with Darling. Darling zips one back over. Another pull-up jumper here for Cadence Hoig, and she can't get it to go. Sailed out of bounds and went back to Franklin. So we come up on 2 minutes to go. Everybody on both teams has played in tonight's game and played some good minutes at that. Purple Devils with the ball going left to right. Shivers at the high post. We'll work one for Paige Dutcher. Now back to Kayla Campbell. Campbell will feed one far side and to the high post for Maddie Ackley. Stolen away, though, by the Dragons and Kay Bryant. Bryant ahead now for Osborne. She takes it in. Is blocked out of bounds by Kayla Campbell. With a clean block. Last touch by Franklin. Possession will stay with Skenevis. With a minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up as well. We give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Two awards go to the winning team, and one award will go to the losing team here in tonight's Tri-Valley League Girls Contest. And the boys will be tipping at 7. They're both standing in their respective doorways outside their locker rooms. They're chomping to get on the floor here tonight. Shot down low for the Dragons at the left low block for Patricia Beagle. She was fouled and will head to the line here. So Beagle will be shooting two. As Campbell comes out of the ball game here, all the starters out of the game for both teams now, it looks like. Campbell will finish with 20 points, Kayla that is. Looks like Marissa will have 12. Maddie Ackley with 6 to lead Franklin tonight. First shot with that pink basketball for Patricia Beagle is no good and off the mark. Second shot coming here for the Skenevis Lady Dragons. Beagle at the line. boys game should be interesting later tonight. Interested to see that. How does Franklin deal with Peyton Darling, who has been scoring 30-plus points a game recently? He's been absolutely on fire. So what do the Purple Devils do with Peyton Darling tonight? And on the flip side, how do the Dragons deal with the combo of Leo Temple, Matt Cerro, and Brian Johns for Franklin, who have been playing very well the last couple of weeks? Second shot was no good at the line for Beagle. It bounced out of bounds. Will stay with Skenevis, though, with 90 seconds to go in the contest. They work it down low again, and the player that took the shot there was Cadence Hoig, and she was fouled, and will step to the line. So, again, our post-game show will be coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll give out those three awards, break down our scoring summary here on Coaches versus Cancer Night. Coach Thompson said he'd come over after the boys' game as well and chat with us, so that'll be fun. First shot for Hoig at the line won't go. Second shot coming here for Skenevis as they trail 49-25. What a busy night around the area. 22 ball games on the schedule. 10 boys games, 12 girls games that we'll be keeping an eye on. We'll have all those scores for you later tonight on my Twitter page, at Nate Lull, or at WCDOsports.com. Second shot is no good. A rebound for Franklin. And an outlet pass ahead here for Gretchen Ackley. So we come up on a buck 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the key. Now they work one down low for Leah Heiser. Now back up top for Zoe Warren as Franklin goes left to right. Far side for Temple. Lucia Temple tries a skip pass across the top of the defense, and it sails out of bounds, goes back to the Dragons with 1:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. I love what they've done with the floor here in Skenevis. The new bright lights. The floor is very light as well, you know, compared to the traditional dark floor that a lot of gyms have. So it's really nice and bright and colorful in here. Got to be good for you photo guys out there. Keep that in mind. 50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Jumper for Emily Craig on the left wing side. No good. Bryant pulls down a rebound, fires up a three. That's off the back of the tin. Rebound for Franklin with 40 seconds left. And they'll look to bring it up the floor here with Zoe Warren. Warren across the midcourt timeline. Floats one to Temple. Temple lost control of it. It's loose in the corner. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there. Floats out of bounds and will stay with Franklin with 30 seconds to go. Looks like the Purple Devils will get it in. They find Ackley. Ackley now back to Zoe Warren. Warren on the far side for Temple. Temple goes up with a shot. It was blocked out of there, but Franklin holds on to it with 20 seconds left. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Leah Heiser down low. Got tied up, knocked out of bounds. And it looks like Franklin will hold on to possession, but only 4 seconds left on the shot clock. 18 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. So some more substitutes coming in for Skenevis, as they've had a nice rotation here of a bunch of players in the second half. And so the Purple Devils will get it in. I don't think they know the shot clock is about to go off, and that will be a shot clock violation. Nobody had looked up at that. And with 13 seconds to go, we will have Skenevis ball once again. Our score 49-25 at the moment. Franklin on top. Skenevis will work it in. They'll float it to the far side, out of the hands there of Autumn Jones. Out of bounds, and back to Franklin with 9 seconds left. And in now for Zoe Warren at midcourt. Gets one ahead for Gretchen Ackley, and that's going to do it for our girls' contest tonight. 49-25, going to be the final. We'll have our post-game show coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Our final score here tonight, the Franklin girls defeat Skenevis 49-25. Here's our scoring summary. A game-high 20 points for Kayla Campbell. They have 12 points for Marissa Campbell, 6 for Maddie Ackley, 4 for Alyssa Nowitny, 3 from Zoe Warren, and 2 apiece from Leah Heiser and Molly McLaughlin. On the other side for Skenevis, a team-high 8 points for Autumn Jones, 5 apiece for Hannah Osborne and Liana Darling. They have 2 from Elizabeth Hogue, 4 from Emily Craig, and 1 from Patricia Beagle. And so let's get into our post-game awards now. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that to Kayla Campbell tonight, a game-high 20 points. She really set the tone early and did a great job, so Kayla Campbell is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Skenevis's Autumn Jones, had 8 points, but just did a really nice job here tonight. Was active on defense, did a little bit of everything, and we'll give Autumn Jones our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go Marissa Campbell tonight, 12 points, was all over the floor, rebounding, steals, assists, you name it. That was Marissa Campbell tonight. She will receive our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, and so Marissa Campbell of Franklin will earn that award. Our final score, 49-25, Franklin girls over Skenevis. We'll cut the postgame show a little short here because we'll be back in just a few minutes with our Butler Auto pregame show, as it'll be the Skenevis boys hosting Franklin here on Coaches vs. Cancer Night. So I'm Nate Lull. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios, but don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on WCDO.